It's showtime. The Mulaney Show kicks off the season on Friday the 30th of May and Saturday the 31st. So we've wrangled Lois White, and Lois is the secretary of the Mulaney Show Society, to give us the lowdown on what we can expect in 2025. Good morning, Lois.
Morning.
Now, we want you to give us the flavour of the Mulaney Show, the sights, the sounds and the smells.
Well, thank you, Rosemary, and thank you for having me on today. Look, there's a lot going on. Where do I start? I think as far as to say the flavour of the show, it's all about community, fun and unforgettable experiences. And this year it's about love, believe it or not. That might sound odd, but love is in the air is our theme for the show. And at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, we have a couple. Their names are Meg and Matt, and they're going to be tying the knot on centre stage, making the first time in our show's 102-year history that a wedding has taken place at the event. So there really will be love in the air on Saturday at the show. But of course, our show has agriculture at its heart, and you really will be delighted by our main ring horse events, our beef and dairy cattle, and our produce displays, as well as our poultry exhibits. And our competitors year after year put in huge amounts of efforts into preparing their livestock, and without them our show just would not be the same. So I really want to thank every one of them for their efforts and time. And of course our show is run by volunteers, and it always has been, and without them we just simply could not go on. And we're fortunate to have terrific volunteers who give their time and make our event a success.
It's what would we do without volunteers, Lois? Now I'm just thinking there's so much packed into this year's show. I mean, you've got Farmer Dave with his canine Super Wall, and then the Country Stars Australia's competition with a whopping $30,000 prize pool. How about that? Which of these entertainment options do you think will have people talking about long after the show ends?
Well, look, the wedding's just one highlight in our packed entertainment program. And our patrons are going to love seeing our LJ freestyle motorcycle and bike stunt show, and our new entertainer this year is Paul Clarkson and his Outback Jack Spectacular. It's a family-friendly show featuring horsemanship, whip-cracking an animal. And, of course, there'll be wood chopping, which is a very unique sport and generally only seen at an agricultural show. Our beef and dairy cattle, our poultry horses, our show jumping, our side saddle riders, our photography and crafts, as well as vintage fashion parades, even wildlife reptiles and plenty of country music, as you said. But perhaps I think our newest attraction is our Meat Magic show, and it's going to allow people to take home some inspiration about preparing and cooking easy and nutritious meals at home once they see our celebrity butchers perform their shows. And of course then there's always the thrill of Sideshow Alley with the rides, which are your once a year chance to immerse yourself in the sights and sounds of all of that.
And Lois, I think I've heard that the Mulaney Fireworks is legendary. What's happening this year that's got Dino Adventure Park and the chance to get up close to native wildlife for families and kids with different ages? What is an insider tip that must be? It's a must-see attraction for this year's entertained.
Well, look, okay, so for our little visitors, there's the free animal nursery up in our beef pavilion, and we've got plenty of baby farm animals ready and waiting for as many pats and cuddles as you can give them. We've even got a free train that you can catch and ride around the grounds for when your feet get sore. At the Dinosaur Adventure Park, you can dig for fossils, but you can also then spend your afternoon each day witnessing the Country Star Search competition, where the entrants will be battling it out to see who takes home the big prize of over $30,000 worth of cash and prizes. And something else worth a look, now this is interesting, I still don't know what it's going to be like myself, we've got recycled vintage fashion parades in the main pavilion each day. And it's going to be called Versailles Meets Mulaney with Ribbons, Royals and Remarkable Cows, over the top fun featuring our Mulaney showgirls and rural ambassadors of the past and present. So I just can't wait to see what that's all about.
Lois, we're fast running out of time. So give us those dates again, and just a couple of little snippets on some of the things that we cannot possibly miss out on.
Okay, so Friday the 30th and Saturday the 31st of May. It's just next weekend. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've got our main ring entertainment both nights. Our gates open 8 a.m. each day. You'll want to come and catch the famous Mullaney dog jump on Saturday afternoon in the main ring. And quickly, one quick thing is our Guess the Weight of the Fat Bullock competition. For all those listening don't know what that is, we have one fat cow standing next to another fat cow, and we tell you how much one weighs, but you have to guess how much the other one weighs.
Sounds fair to me. You've got to, got to put that in your diary right now. What a great day trip from Brisbane. I mean, from anywhere. It's just a beautiful ride up to Mullaney, and get out there and check the our neighbours show. Lois White, Secretary of the Mullaney Show Society, thanks for joining us and keeping our community connected. Thanks very much, Lois.
Thank you, Rosemary. Have a good day.
Why not let us know what you think about our fantastic agricultural shows on our contact form on our website. And while you're there, duck over to the podcast and listen to Lois again.